I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. One of the most challenging commands Jesus gave was to love and pray for our enemies. Bob Provost with Slava Gospel Association says that challenge is taking on a whole new meaning.
Nobody ever anticipated that there would be an incursion by Russia into Ukraine a couple of years ago. I mean, nobody saw it coming. It's been quite tragic. We of course, minister as much in Russia as we do in Ukraine.
Despite two ceasefires, the war in Ukraine never actually ended. SGA is providing support for refugees from both Russia and Ukraine, and they've even been able to provide chaplains for the Ukrainian forces. Still, things look pretty grim.
In our opinion, Russia is looking for new reasons to start a large-scale military action on the border with Crimea. We have again called our churches to join prayer efforts that God would not allow a new advance of Russian troops from Crimea to Odessa and Mariupol, as well as in Donbass.
And there are few mission fields surrounded by as many misconceptions as China. Wendell Rovenstein of Bibles for China says that even though there may be more scripture available in the cities, in some places it's still pretty hard to get your hands on the Word of God.
Bibles for China realizes in the rural areas there aren't a sufficient amount of Bibles. There's not Bibles that are being dispatched to those individuals.
According to the Chinese churches, the Bibles are a huge help. In fact, they say that for every one Bible, one more person comes to Christ.
If they tell me that every Bible we deliver, that they see that many growth, that many new people come into the kingdom of God, representing God's word, then I feel there's a real need for us to do what we're doing.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.